All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's been about a year now since Maria and I have gotten together for our podcast. We were formerly known as a Canuck and a Jersey Girl, and we have rebranded. We are now the Right Side of History, a Canuck and a Jersey Girl, which is a Bravo podcast. So we're back. As I said, it's been a year. We kind of took some time away from things. It's interesting. Maria and I were just talking about how, some of the reasons why we kind of took that break before. And I was saying that I sometimes find myself exhausted by Instagram and just, we kind of have some controversial opinions sometimes. I think Maria would probably agree with that. And it gets exhausting because you see these other pages growing and all these yes people and all of this kind of positive feedback for the hate that they're putting out there at times. And we chose to go the other route. We chose to go the less, kind of look at the other sides of things. And it's not always met very positively. And sometimes when I wake up in the morning and I'm called, I was telling Maria I was called a gaslighter this morning. I was called anti-feminist, misogynist, all these things. As I sit in my office right now, where I do all the opposite of those things on a day-to-day basis, it gets tiring. And I don't know. Yeah, I guess last time I at least really felt the effects of that. And even this morning, I was just like, man, like, can we not just have a difference of opinion? Can we not?
Totally. I think I've gotten very used to certain comments and certain messages, and I protect myself by the way I have my account set up. So that only certain messages can come through. You can only comment if you are a follower, and I am very strict with what I allow even in the comment section. So if someone writes something very hateful, I'm like, okay, all right, this person, I can tell that they're going to be someone who's going to be writing nasty stuff, and I restrict them. And then I have to approve every comment after that. And people, I've gotten messages that because my comments are limited, I've been called like a coward and, all the same things that you hear too. And it's not that at all. It's for my mental sanity. I have to, be very strict and strategic with how I run the account. Just to stay, especially there's a huge difference in my following from last year to this year, and it's impossible to keep up with everything. So I'm so thankful that I did that with my account.
That's so smart. And it is wild how invested people are still a year later. Like, it is wild that people are still this much. I know we talked about, last year we talked a lot about, how this sort of mob mentality kind of existed, and that, over time, I would have thought that that would have lessened, but I feel like it's still going strong. And you were saying when we talked a couple days ago that you were thinking that if I remember correctly, that it's going to take like 10 years for some of this dust to settle in terms of Scandoval.
I think that Tom is never going to be forgiven by the Ariana stans for, I think, a good decade. I could be exaggerating that time frame. Maybe it's 5 years. I think Raquel, I don't know. Sometimes I say less time than him, but then sometimes I'm like, I don't know. People seem to still hate her. So I don't know, for the two of them. And it's just really upsetting to me because I know that we never got the full true story, and I believe we're going to see some of that come out in the new in the reunion for season 11. That's what's been spoken about by certain people on the show. So I'm dying to see what, when they say they break the fourth wall, I'm dying to know what that entails,
What do you think it's going to be?
I think that it's going to come out that Ariana and Tom were not actually this solid, amazing couple, and that they actually were separated and living different lives when the Scandoball happened. That's what I think it is. I think that like somebody is going to have like a bit of information that was never talked about, and they're going to say it, and it's going to be, just like, okay, did you see what was going viral this week where Jax was at his bar and he was recorded by a fan talking about how Vanderpump is scripted. Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
So it's like a few minutes long, and he was literally going on a rant about how in the beginning seasons of Vanderpump that it was not scripted. And then now he was like saying, like, you don't wear that to the beach. It like Lala's earrings, I think he was pointing out, and something about Sheena. And he was just saying that it's all scripted. Fast forward, I saw yesterday, there's so much content. I don't know if I heard it on a podcast, if I saw it on a post, I don't remember. But apparently somebody wrote me a message. They think that he must have just heard a bit of truth about the Scandoval before he went on his rant. Like something must have come out where he's like, oh, okay, this whole thing was not even real. And then look what happened.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but like when that person wrote the message, I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense.
Right.
I know he's very unhinged all the time. I also think this is sidetracking a little bit, but I have a feeling that what's happening with their son might be also causing Jax to be a little more unhinged than normal because he loves his son so much.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
But I mean, I don't want to make excuses for him because I know he's like not a good guy, but I just think that there's a lot more fakeness to this storyline that made Raquel look so much worse, and Tom, but more Raquel. Like, I think Raquel took the brunt of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a thing, even though Tom is quote hated,
yeah,
people are still a fan if they like hate you that much. Whereas like with Raquel, I think people, okay. So I heard or saw that at the last BravoCon that Tom had lines like you wouldn't believe for his, you know, where he was set up for his stuff. And that even though he was quote hated and he was booed in the audience, people wanted to still take pictures with him and see him and talk to him. Like, he's still a celebrity to people, or a Bravo celebrity, you know?
True.
Whereas Raquel, people I think are a little more dismissive of her, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people won't listen to her podcast, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. And, you know, it's interesting just circling back to what you had said about Jax and him getting a possible tidbit of information. I was combing through, I went down the rabbit hole of Reddit the other night when I was recovering from my tooth, and I was going through all of the different things that had been posted over the, you know, the last year, and some of them were just insane and some of them were, you know, just wild. But there was a lot of theories there about just what you were talking about, where, you know, this relationship was not as stable as it pretended to be and all of these things. And again, I also want to reiterate, because I know that this will come up and I'm just bracing for it, we still don't think anything that happened was right. That being said, does this change anything if the relationship was not on shaky or not on solid ground like it's claiming to be? Like, if it was as shaky as some of these people are saying, and again, I don't know who any of these people are and I don't know what truth there is to it, but if it was that shaky, does that change anything about how people feel about Ariana, about how she's handled this, about how Tom has handled this? Does that change anything for you?
I mean, I don't think it was just shaky. If I thought it was just shaky, my opinions wouldn't be as strong as they are.
Oh.
I think that they were totally not together. Living in the same house,
okay,
but living separate lives and continuing on with their, because they wanted to both stay on the show.
Oh, so you're thinking they were totally on the outs.
Well, okay. Even like I rewatched last night because I was going through YouTube and I was like looking at all different clips, and I rewatched the finale of last year where Tom and Ariana sat down and had that conversation, and he kept saying to her, like, you wouldn't let me leave you. Like, you told me that, like, I was going to have to force you out. And like, I rewatched it through a different lens because I cried when I watched it the first time, feeling so bad, even though I was still a little bit upset at, like, I feel like I was a little more in the middle when that episode aired.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because we hadn't seen the reunion yet.
Right.
So I was still a little sympathetic to Ariana. But watching it, knowing everything I know, so watching it a year later, I was thinking, like, they were definitely a part. And this is another thing, and this has been talked about a lot on different pages. I feel like, okay, I don't think that the story of her deciding to, oh, somebody handed me his phone. You know what? I have a weird feeling. I'm going to look through his phone. No, I think that production or somebody said to her, if you want this to be a storyline, there needs to be proof, right? And she was looking for proof. I don't know if you saw the tarot card reading that I posted that was also done last year.
I saw a little bit of that. I saw the comments on it, and I saw that people had, yeah, there were some ideas about this already happening, right?
Well, so the guy who did the tarot reading, he claims to have not watched the show and not know them, but he was saying that he believes that she suspected he was with someone else, but she didn't suspect Raquel. So the storyline that, like, she kind of had a feeling or whatever, like, I don't know. I think that they were for sure separated, but living together, just as they still were all the way up until recently. And she, okay, I think she had a chance of, if they broke up, maybe not even being on the show as much. Because, and I don't know if this is true or not, but there was a whole thing that she was on the chopping block. That might be completely false. But so if they wanted to bring this for the next season, she probably maybe didn't anticipate that they would pick up filming again, or she was trying to get ahead of Tom so that she didn't end up being the Kristen. And she played it well. I mean, she knew what she was doing, if that's the case. She played the game perfectly, and look, she ended up being this, like, looked at as this queen. I don't see her as a queen, but
no, you're right, though, because when the phone fell out, I always thought that that was just weird. Like, I always thought, like, okay, like, how does that just happen? And I agree with you. I think there were parts of that are going to come out in some way, shape, or form, maybe during this reunion. But it always seems suspect to me as well that, and again, I want to reiterate, because I know we're going to hear about this, is that just because they were not in a great place does not mean we condone what happened. That being said, I don't think it was a great place either. And from what you're saying, it sounds like you're saying that it wasn't anything at all, even at that point.
So, yeah, no, I don't even feel the need to keep saying that that we know, okay, guys, we know this. We know that it's bad. Like, I think everybody has talked about it enough. Like, I think that cheating is, of course, we don't agree with cheating, right? I've never cheated on anyone.
Of course.
I've been cheated on, but, like, it happens all the time. And especially if you're not having sex for, what'd they say? Once a year or something?
Something like that, I think.
You're not having sex. You're not even sleeping in the same bedroom. You're not even, like, I mean, maybe they did sleep in the same bedroom. I can't remember back then,
There's problems.
It seems like they were living completely separate, total lives.
Right.
And I just think that she said she had only $2,000 left. She said it in her confessional before this happened. She had $2,000 left, and she needed to find something else to make more money.
Right.
Right. So that means that she was stuck living there.
Right.
Because she couldn't afford to go anywhere else.
Right.
And this is another thing. People, this is just a side note. You and I have discussed this. People talk about, well, you know, Tom took all these loans against the house and blah, 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 which I believe he did do. But there were also two liens in Ariana's name against the house. So people are acting like she was stuck there because of Tom.
Right.
But
right.
like, it was also her, just like all that furniture they bought. They clearly couldn't afford that furniture. They clearly just charged it all.
Right.
Like, that doesn't mean that you, like, okay, yeah, you technically paid for it, but really you borrowed money to pay for it. So
okay.
Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. Sorry. That whole thing annoyed me. Her, you know, talking about, she always skirts around what people are saying.
When people are saying
that she was lazy and she was this and she was that, she doesn't talk about what she did during the time that everyone said she was lazy. She jumps to, or like, about her not paying her bills. She doesn't ever acknowledge that question. She just starts talking about what she paid for in the house, furniture wise. That's not paying your mortgage. That's not paying your gas and electric. That's not paying all the other things that need to be fixed in the house.
That's right. That's
Like,
right.
you know, like she just, she, and the people who are these Ariana stans love that. They love that she says that. And then they use it as more ammunition to spread more hate towards Tom.
Totally. And it begs the question of, you know, if this is the case and all of these things that you've just said are true, which I feel like I'm leaning more towards that direction now as well, it begs the question of what kind of a person allows people that you at one point allegedly cared about, Raquel and Tom, to get dragged to the extent that they have without stepping up in any way, shape, or form and saying that some of it is wrong. Like, it begs the question, what kind of person then are we all supporting or putting on this pedestal if, you know, it was not in fact what it is being made out to be. And, you know, all these people are paying for the sins of something that, you know, was not as this clear picture that's being painted. So what does that say about this person? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, this is why Raquel has her podcast, because her voice needed to be heard as to her end of it and the truth of, you know, and people want to say, like, I don't listen to anything that she says. I'm never going to believe a word she says. Why? Because she was in an affair? That means she's forever a liar?
Right.
Like, what are people thinking? Like, I believe every word she says. And all of us in life tell little fibs here and there. So, okay, maybe 10% of what she says might not be the truth. Let's just say, just to play devil's advocate, right, most of what she's saying is probably spot on. And it's the same thing with Tom Sandoval. Like, I found clips, I post these on my page. Like, he, like when he was saying on the beach that he didn't fire Anne, right? And they made it this whole thing. And then it went all over the internet. Why is Tom lying about firing Anne? See, he lies about everything. Why can't he tell the truth? Fast forward, Anne releases her podcast and she admit, oh no, did she admit this on the podcast? I can't remember if she admitted it on the podcast or if she talked to Kyle Chan, because I just shared some of their podcast together. But she admitted that Tom did not formally fire her, that she just assumed she was fired.
Right.
So I posted something saying, see, he was telling the truth. Just because he lies sometimes, and I'm definitely not saying that he doesn't lie, because they all lie on that show, especially the men. But like, not every single thing he says is a lie. And that's absolutely bonkers for people to act like everything he says is a lie.
Totally. Totally. And some of the things I don't think he would lie about, like, I don't see there being a point in lying about those things. And you're right. It's interesting because the word gaslight is thrown around so much, has been throughout this entire thing. But any time that Ariana is challenged about anything, it's always, yeah, it's always all those other excuses or those other reasons. It's never going back and never actually owning up to some of those things or talking through some of those things that are said. So I wonder about how much truth there is to them. It sounds like there is truth to them. I am glad as well that our not Ariana, but Raquel has her voice as well, because that was the biggest thing that was taken from her in this whole experience, is that she never ever got to tell her side of everything. So we had Sheena's, we had Lala's, we had Ariana filling in the blanks. And I'm going to say, I'm going to make a bold statement that I think it was, we're going to find out that it was a lot different than what people are thinking it was.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what we're going to find out. And
yeah.
I think that's why Jax went on his rant. I wouldn't have thought of that myself. A follower sent me a message saying that that's what she thought. And I was like, oh my God, that you're right. You're right. That's probably exactly, or she heard this from some, actually, I don't think she thought of it. I think she heard it somewhere, like on a podcast or something. I don't remember. There's too many messages, but.
Yeah. You're growing at a crazy rate. Awesome,
yes.
Though. It's awesome, yeah. Because people are finally starting to look at the other side, and starting to at least, you know, think about things a little more critically in terms of, you know, is there other sides to this, which there always has been. There always has been other
right.
sides to it, but
right, right,
we'll chose
right.
to focus on whatever they wanted to, right? Throughout all of
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. And what's so crazy to me, and it's honestly, a lot of it is the other Bravo accounts. It's not even just the followers, but like, just because okay. we're showing the other side, oh, we're misogynistic. We are gaslighters. We hate women or whatever. And if people actually knew what has happened in my real life, they would feel pretty stupid to think that I, of all people, would be somebody who is a woman hater and loves men, because it's
totally,
it used to be quite the opposite. And it's recently that I think I have grown, like in the past 2 years, I have healed, evolved. And I realized, like, I don't know, like, I just like, okay, just because Tom cheated, and just because Tom is sometimes, because he's not perfect, he definitely does things and says things he shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that he also wasn't abused by Ariana mentally and emotionally and possibly physically? Because wasn't there a claim that she, didn't he say she hit him when all this happened, that she was like hitting him that night?
I think so, yeah.
So whether or not that's true, I'm more talking about the emotional and mental abuse. Just because he's a man, and just because he cheated, and just because of all the things he's done wrong, doesn't mean that he is not just as much of a victim as he is the perpetrator. Like, I think they both are both.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree with you. And, you know, I get it. I get it too. I get the misogynistic comments. And, you know, I spend my life in working in mental health, working with marginalized populations. And it irks me because it is a gaslighting phrase. It is a gaslighting thing to say that because you have a difference of opinion, that suddenly you are anti-feminist or you are all of those things. No, I fight for that every single day of my life. I have a daughter who's 6 years old. Like, I cannot stand when I see abuse and things like that. However, that being said, I don't put Tom in the same company as like Harvey Weinstein and some of those people. I think he's done some dumb shit? Yeah, of course I do. I think he's not a perfect human by any way, shape, or form. I don't think any of us are, or any of them, but I don't think he is this, you know, villain that they've painted him out to be. And I think that it's okay to have that opinion and still support women. And that's where I disagree with all those Bravo accounts.
Yeah. Well, and just like the New York Times article, and he did something else where he was comparing himself, or it may have been even on the show, he was comparing himself to O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
You know, he compared himself to other people too, you know, like big serious events that have happened. And
yeah.
Okay. The haters, they're going to hear it. Well, they heard it and they went off on another tangent for months about how, oh my God, he's so disgusting. Like, how could he say? Meanwhile, the people that are a little more open-minded and, in my opinion, have a little more emotional intelligence, I listened to it and I thought, I know what he means. And I, in reading the article also, I knew what he meant.
Right.
Like, I knew what he meant. He was comparing himself to, people acted like they committed a triple homicide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they acted as if, or I think I said this last year, they acted as if they, and little did I know there was actually going to be a dog murderer accusation on this season, but they, you would have thought last year that like Raquel and Tom killed her dogs or something. Like, that's so how people were acting. And so it's like, is it really necessary to like pick apart every single little thing when you know, you know, he knows that he's not on the same level as anybody that he spoke about publicly, like in comparison to himself. He knows that. He was just trying to say, like, look, like, I was treated this way. That, like, why can't people just take it for what it is? Like, that's what he meant. And I think the person who wrote the article or who did the interview with him, she actually said in it, like, she kind of knew what he meant.
Yeah.
I think she wrote that she knew what he meant, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Ugh. People are
so upset,
not ready to hear it. It's funny because right now they're, you know, really going after Joe and whether or not she knew about things. And it's almost like the way people are acting on Instagram and on social media is, it's like an interrogation. Like, I started talking to someone and I made a comment that, you know, maybe she got her facts mixed up. You know, Joe is kind of, she seems like somebody that's a little bit, you know, kind of all over the place, as Lala had said, and not in a bad way. Like, we all have different qualities about ourselves. And, you know, I know for myself, when I'm in an environment where I'm with people I don't know, I don't pick up on everything, that I'm not watching them, like, you know, under a microscope. So I wouldn't necessarily remember. Maybe she didn't either. But the way people are acting as though it's like a murder trial and, you know, she should have known and she should have asked questions and all of this stuff, it's like, chill, man. Like,
well,
she's human.
She had no loyalty to any of those girls.
Right.
She was not friends with them.
Right.
He originally was asked to film a couple of scenes this season.
And what production kind of person asks questions like that too, to someone they don't really know?
Exactly. Production asked her to do one or two scenes. She never expected, and I don't think they expected, that she would end up being in all the episodes there, you know, going forward and the reunion. But I guess she had said that they wanted her to like share. I guess they were seeing what Schwartz was saying and doing when she wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And then they were seeing how he was being to her alone. And then they wanted her to speak up, and they wanted this to come out. It was very good for the show entertainment wise, but it was very upsetting to watch. I'm sorry. I'm changing subjects. I'm starting to talk about she and Schwartz, but to your point about the friend group, sorry, the friend group. In the friend group, she was not good friends with them. They hated her. They all made it very clear that they hated her. Why on earth would she, like, okay, maybe not Ariana. I think Ariana didn't hate her. I think apparently she was at her house for Thanksgiving or something, but it was a group thing. It's not like Ariana and her were best buds and Ariana invited her for Thanksgiving. Like, you know, it was a group setting, you could see.
Yeah.
I believe, A, that Joe probably didn't know, and B, if she did know, that what place is it of hers to, like, I believe when she said in her confessional that she thought they were broken up, there's a good reason she thought they were broken up, because apparently a lot of them knew that they had problems. Did you see the reel I posted with Alex Baskin saying in the interview with Tom, saying, I mean, as production, we kind of knew what was really going on with you guys. Oh, they say that now, a year later, after people's lives are ruined.
Right.
You know?
And, yeah.
Ugh, and totally. And, yeah. Sorry. I just want to say one thing about Raquel and Tom.
Yeah.
I have always had like this huge crush on Tom Schwartz. And after watching this last episode, the scene where she was crying and he was saying he didn't want to be in a relationship. And I think every single one of us has felt that way. I know I have. That happened to me once in my 20s, where you spend like a year with someone and they treat you like a girlfriend. And then all of a sudden, they say, I don't want to have a relationship, and I don't want to be, you know,
yeah,
sorry.
Feeling.
Like, it was nothing. And like, yeah. And so her crying like that,
mm-hmm.
that whole episode, that whole scene, sorry, was so upsetting, because especially like we know more like from her side of it, that he was acting completely different to her behind closed doors. And I don't know if you saw this in what I posted, but she said that at the reunion, they all realized that Tom was lying, and he even lied to Andy Cohen, and that Katie apologized to her at the reunion.
Good, as she should.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other kettle.
Because apparently she was telling the truth about what was happening behind closed doors. He was acting like they were in a relationship, and she was living with him in a separate bedroom, but they were best friends, roommates, and lovers at one point. And
and
he was perfectly content. She had said that she thinks if there was no social media, she said this on Raquel's podcast, there was no social media and they were like just off in their own world, and if he was not on the show, they would have been perfect together and everything would have worked out. But he's so busy worrying about what other people think of him and the viewers, etc. Like, I don't know. I feel so bad for her. I think she's such a nice person and so refreshing to have on the show. So refreshing.
She's kind of like West of Summer Heaven.
Yes.
Just like they wear their heart on their sleeve. Yeah.
West and Jesse Solomon were such great additions to Summer House.
Totally. And you know, I agree with you. I think Joe is kind of that salt of the earth kind of person. And I think, you know, she wears her heart on her sleeve. You get what you get with her. And I think she seems like a warm and kind soul. And I hope that, I hope that things do come out to substantiate what she says, because I also felt like, you know, there was a lot more to that story. I could tell by the way she looked at him. I think we all could. But I think that's a good place to leave off for today, because I think that will segue our next podcast that we have into a little bit of Summer House and a little bit of those things that are happening. But I want to hear, once we post this, from people that listen, what they think about what we have said about whether or not this is all going to be flipped on its head.
Right. Can I just, before we end this, there's something that I don't want to forget to talk about, and it kind of goes along with what we were saying about social media. So I had a follower send me messages. She was so upset because she was on Anne's page. So, you know, Anne has a podcast with this girl, Amanda. Amanda used to work for the Vile Files. And now she and Anne have a podcast called We Signed an NDA, or I Signed an NDA. I forget.
That's great. Yeah.
Right. So on Anne's page, there they were posting, and it was Amanda was tagged in it as well, about an episode. So this follower wrote on the page her opinion, like she didn't agree with what they were saying. And Amanda wrote her back, because you in the screenshots, I have the screenshots, you see it's Amanda writing it. And she starts writing back to this person in a nasty way, right? And then she went to this, so she looked at the girl's profile. She went and found her other page. The girl had like a journal page attached to her Instagram. So she clicked on that, then went back in the comments and wrote another message making fun of her journaling and making fun of her, basically her, what she does for a living. Because I think it has to do with her job. I'm not sure. But anyway, so then she told me, she's like, then they blocked me and deleted it. And she was saying that she has another friend that had like the same issue with the same page and said, they deleted everything I wrote. Like, it seems like they're only keeping certain comments. And so two things. The reason I'm telling this is because it seems like everybody has a problem with social media, whether you're whatever side you're on. It is very difficult to run a page and learn to accept the good plus the hate. But also, I think that Amanda girl taking it that extra step to be, I mean, she was completely a bully. And I used another word, which I won't say on here. When I saw the screenshots, I was like, wow. And I almost posted about it on my page, and I still might, but I haven't yet. But it just goes to show you, like, you made a podcast and you know that that a lot of people are going to listen and a lot of people are going to comment because you were on the show.
Right.
And was on the show, and she does the podcast with Amanda. And you're not going to allow somebody who, I saw the comments, they weren't disrespectful, they weren't awful. Just because they don't agree with you, you're not only going to disrespect them, but you're going to go to another page of theirs and make fun of them publicly.
Yeah.
Like, it was so upsetting. And so, just in case I never post about it, I thought this would be a good outlet to talk about it, because you were talking about the issue you're having. And I just want to add something else in for everybody who's having this issue, because I think we all on Instagram have this problem. If I have pages that they upset me so much with what they post, I either mute them or I unfollow them, because we don't need that to be in our daily scrolling, right? So then that takes away from you making a comment and someone fighting back. I've also learned to try so hard to not comment on things. And it's a work in progress, because I still do it sometimes, even on my own page. As soon as I start arguing with someone on my page and I feel myself getting nasty, I'm like, okay, I've had enough social media. I'm getting cranky. I need to take a step back. You know, like, I think we all need to just be a little more mindful and productive with how we're using Instagram and social media.
Good
and
point.
Just do
Good
things
point.
That help us.
Good
so,
point.
And then that restricts it, the restrict part on Instagram is so helpful, because that way you can monitor your comments. So, for instance, it's not only just the negative ones about what I'm saying, but sometimes people write horrible things about Ariana that I don't want on my page either. Like, it goes either, it just, people write vile comments. So, I don't know. I just think that this definitely is like an important topic. And this girl was so upset. And then she got me all upset. I'm like, I wish I never saw this. Now I'm mad. And like, I almost made a public post about it, but I didn't. And I was already ticked off, and I haven't gotten to post it yet, because Anne and her do an episode every week, and it's impossible to keep up with everything. But they were saying on one of their episodes about, Amanda was saying, like, everyone was acting like Ariana was accusing him of murdering her dog and blah, 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 blah. And acting as if we're all crazy because we're upset at Ariana.
Right.
Meanwhile, that is exactly what she did. She was accusing him of that. And I never made the post because I got behind. But then when I saw this from the follower, it just made me so upset. Like, everybody needs to do better. And for the people who are trying to be peaceful, like, for the most part, all, you know, you, I, you know, most of us, just there's ways to like make social media better and more to keep your sanity, you know?
Totally. I'm always surprised by like, if I get these horrible, nasty comments and then I look and I see like this person is a professional person working with vulnerable people. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it's just, yeah, you're right. Like, it's just, we all have to do better. And we all have to remember that at the end of the day, none of us know what any of each other are going through. And would we conduct ourselves that way in public? And if we can't answer that and we can't say that we would, then why are we doing it online? This is going to come out in less than a minute. So I want to take this time to just kind of finish up. It was nice to connect again. And it was nice to just get back in the groove of things. How did you feel, Maria?
Great. Okay. Oh, did we do 45 minutes already? Wow.
We did. And it's going to log off here very soon. So take care. We're going to post this very soon and we should have another one coming. A Canuck and a Jersey Girl, The Right Side of History, a Bravo podcast. Take care, everybody. And we will see you next time.
Bye, everyone. Have a great couple days.
See you later.